Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Kowalewski. And as you mentioned, my research is entitled Termination of Cool Season Turf Grasses as Influenced by Irrigation Frequency. As you know, as urbanization is projected to increase, so does the demand for potable water. And with that comes a scrutiny on turf grass, the use of turf grass in the landscape. They're often seen in the public image as water wasters and non-essential components of the landscape. However, as we are aware as scientists and researchers, that turf grasses have originated in very droughty and arid climates and regions of the world, and therefore have a natural drought tolerance compared to many other plant species. Additionally, turf grasses have been developed that exhibit excellent drought tolerances, and many have been implemented in the grassroots exhibit at the National Arboretum that's recently been opened. Additionally, research has shown that drought-tolerant cultivars of Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue show a greater green coverage when subjected to acute drought stress conditions, and also less supplemental irrigation when subjected to chronic drought stress conditions. An organization you may not be aware of is the Turf Grass Water Conservation Alliance. This alliance is a cooperation of breeders, seed companies, and university scientists that work together to promote and identify drought-tolerant cultivars of turf grass by using objective testing protocols such as digital image analysis and other objective quantitative assessments. The majority of these drought-tolerant cultivars that have been identified have been identified in the field. It is unknown if they can be established by using less water. Therefore, my study has been set up to investigate whether or not these drought-tolerant cultivars can be established by using less water. So the objective of my research is to evaluate the germination and establishment between the drought-tolerant and drought-sensitive cultivars of these cool-season grasses as influenced by the irrigation frequency. For my materials and methods, this study was conducted at the Rosen Alternative Pest Control Center at the University of Arkansas inside a greenhouse, and the temperature was maintained at an average of 23.6 degrees Celsius. The cultivars were placed in SC10U container cells, which is pictured there on the right of your screen. The cultivars were seeded in 100% calcined clay media, and 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare as starter fertilizer was also applied at the time of seeding. And within each of the containers, 0.6 centimeter was added as top dress of calcined clay. In this study, we looked at 23 different cool season cultivars. We used 7 perennial ryegrass cultivars seeded at the rate of 390.6 kilograms per hectare. We used 9 tall fescue cultivars seeded at the rate of 244.1 kilograms per hectare. And 7 Kentucky bluegrass cultivars seeded at the rate of 146.5 kilograms per hectare. And the standard equivalents are next to each of the seeding rates under each species. The design of this experiment was a generalized complete block design with 4 replications. Within each block, I had 3 irrigation treatments, basically divided into 3 irrigation frequencies, which is daily irrigation at the rate of 0.5 centimeter per day, irrigation every 2 days or every other day at the rate of 1 centimeter per day, and irrigation every 3 days at the rate of 1.5 centimeters per day. These irrigation treatments were applied using a single nozzle, an L5VS full jet wide angle full cone nozzle located directly above each of the racks of containers. So again, to give you an illustration of the experimental layout, above each of the racks, this is one block, you had 3 irrigation treatments with a single nozzle applying the respective irrigation treatment to the containers. And we had 23 cultivars represented in each rack. And each cultivar was replicated twice within each rack. In terms of data collection, data was assessed on germination date using visual ratings noted as days to germination. Data was also collected on percent cover, using digital image analysis. I also collected data on seasonally vigor, but for the purposes of time of this session today, I'll only be focusing on percent cover and germination date. Statistics were analyzed using Clockmith procedure of SAS. My means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD. So moving on to the results, let me set up this graph for you, and the following two graphs will follow along in terms of their arrangement. We'll first look at the germination results for the three species, beginning with Lobelium perenne, the perennial ryegrass. On the y-axis, you have days to germination, and on the x-axis, you have the cultivars. On the left side of the graph, you have the drought-tolerant species. On the right side of the graph, you have the drought-sensitive species. For the purposes of this talk today, I will only be highlighting the two top-performing cultivars and the two lowest-performing cultivars within each species. As it ended up, the two highest-performing cultivars of all the species were within each of the species were considered to be drought-tolerant, and the two lowest-performing cultivars within each of the species were considered to be drought-sensitive. So to begin with the Lobelium perenne germination results, we see that in daily irrigation, that in the PennPR 2105 cultivar, that it germinated approximately 4 days quicker than Pop and Charger under the daily irrigation regime. In the every 2 day irrigation regime, we see germination quicker at 4 days as well with the Charger cultivar in every 2 day irrigation regime, and at 6 days quicker in the every 3 day irrigation regime compared to the Charger drought sensitive cultivar. Moving on, the same data but only for the tall fescue species. We see that under the daily irrigation regime, the drought tolerant cultivars averaged approximately 4 days quicker germination than the drought sensitive cultivar of Cracker. In the 2 day irrigation regime, Virtue 2 germinated approximately 4 days quicker than the drought sensitive cultivar of Cracker. And under the 3 day irrigation regime, Virtue 2 and Justice averaged approximately 6 days quicker germination than the drought sensitive cultivar of Cracker. Moving on to the Kentucky Bluegrass germination results, we see here that under the daily irrigation regime, the drought-tolerant cultivars of Waterworks and Mystere averaged approximately 14 days greater germination than the drought-sensitive cultivar of Snap, and 7 days quicker germination than the drought-sensitive cultivar of Geronimo. Under the 2 day irrigation regime, we see that these drought-tolerant cultivars averaged approximately 12 days greater germination than Geronimo in the 2 day irrigation regime. And in the 3 day irrigation regime, we see that Waterworks averaged approximately 14 days greater germination than Geronimo in that irrigation every 3 days. Moving on to the percent cover data, we see that this graph is similar to the graphs you've seen previously. However, I will point out that the one exception is on the y-axis, which represents percent coverage at 6 weeks after seeding. And the following two graphs after this one are similar to the setup with the drought-tolerant cultivars on the left and the drought-sensitive cultivars on the right. Under the daily irrigation treatments, we see that in the cool season and in the drought-tolerant species, that PennPR 2105 was 67% greater in coverage compared to Pop. We see that in the every 2 day irrigation regime, that PennPR 2105 was 50% greater than Charger 2 and 80% greater than Pop in terms of its coverage. And in the 3 day irrigation regime, every 3 day irrigation regime, we see that PennPR 2105 was 100% greater than Pop. Again, to visually show you the differences in coverage. I will only be showing the daily and every 3 day irrigation regimes, again with the drought tolerant cultivars on the left and the drought sensitive cultivars on the right. We see this 67% increase on average compared to the drought tolerant cultivars compared to pot in terms of their coverage. And again, a 100% increase in coverage in PennAPR 2105 under the 3 day irrigation regime compared to the only 15% coverage in pot. Moving on to the tall fescue germination data out in 6 weeks, tall fescue coverage data at 6 weeks after seeding, we see here that the drought tolerant cultivars averaged approximately 50% greater cover than crackle under the daily irrigation regime. In the every 2 day irrigation regime, we see that the drought tolerant cultivars averaged approximately 90% greater coverage than the drought-sensitive cultivar of crackle. And in the 3 day irrigation regime, we see the drought-sensitive tolerant cultivars average approximately 110% greater coverage than the drought-sensitive cultivar of crackle. So again, the same data for irrigation daily and irrigation every 3 days for the tall fescue cultivars. We see that approximately 50% greater coverage in the drought tolerant cultivars compared to that of the drought sensitive cultivar of crackle, and 110% approximately greater coverage in the drought tolerant cultivars compared to the drought sensitive cultivar of crackle. Finally, the Kentucky bluegrass coverage at 6 weeks after seeding. We see here that the drought tolerant cultivars were much higher in coverage compared to that of Geronimo, at approximately 250% greater than Geronimo and 2,000% greater in coverage than SNAP. There were no significant differences observed in the 2 day irrigation regime, every 2 day irrigation regime. However, in the every 3 day irrigation regime, we see that Mystere was 1,000% greater in coverage compared to Geronimo, and over 1,000% greater in coverage compared to SNAP. So again, to visually represent this data, we see that 2,000% greater coverage compared to the 1% coverage in SNAP. And again, we see the 1,000% greater coverage compared to the 1% coverage of Geronimo. And so what does all this data mean? Well, similar to the previous research looking at turf drought-tolerant grasses that are already established, these drought-tolerant cultivars have also shown faster germination and greater coverage compared to these drought-sensitive cultivars. And so as we come here this week and we ask ourselves, how do we find great solutions to these grand challenges, it is imperative that we recognize and that we implement these drought-tolerant cultivars in the lawn, and we educate our homeowners and turf managers to use these drought tolerant cultivars that have shown faster germination and greater drought tolerance and faster establishment while using less water so in order we can promote water conservation. I would like to at this time acknowledge the Turfgrass Water Conservation Alliance for their participation and efforts in this research progress, as well as my technicians, Mr. Daniel O'Brien and Mr. John McCullough, and these research cooperators, and my co-authors of Dr. Richardson and Dr. Carter. And with that, I will take any questions you have. Yes, sir.
In seedling studies, the quality of the seed going into it can affect the outcome. Do you know if the seed was produced from a similar location for all of your entries going into the experiment?
I believe the question was, do I know if the seed was produced at similar locations for all the experiment? Yes. I don't know exactly where all the seeds were produced from. Most of the seeds were from these companies that I mentioned on the acknowledgement screen. I received the seeds from the Turfgrass Water Conservation Alliance, and they reached out to these cooperators that I mentioned here at the acknowledgement screen. And if you go to the TWCA website, all of these cooperators are mentioned there as well. Yes, ma'am.
Because of the
But we were not irrigating less water. However, we were irrigating less frequently. So in a 30-day period, all of the irrigation treatments would have added up to the same amount of water. However, if we were under certain expected irrigation practices, such as many common practices regulate watering to only 2 days a week or only 3 days a week, we see that from using these cultivars, that the drought tolerant cultivars under those irrigation frequencies are still establishing and germinating quicker than the drought sensitive cultivars.
Any more questions?
Yes, sir. I believe, if I understand your question, sir, that you know that I used a higher seeding rate for...
Yes.
Okay, I accidentally have made an error here on the screen with the numbers. These 390 kilograms per hectare should be down in the middle, but I appreciate you pointing that out for me, but we actually did not use a higher seeding rate. Yes, in the metric seeding rate here, yes. The standard rate is correct.
Thank you.
All right. Let's give our speaker a hand.